Welcome back. The perfect day today to talk about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund as a way to help you pay your heating energy bills this winter because it's 16 degrees and we're right in the middle of January, the coldest time of the year. So we welcome Damaris Dominguez from National Grid to tell us a little bit about this fund and how it might be able to help you or you might be able to help it. So Damaris, thanks for coming over.
Thank you for inviting me and giving me the platform to be able to talk about the program.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We've talked about the program on the show in the past, but it's always a good, I think, to remind folks that it is available and it is a way to help you pay the what is getting to be very expensive heating and energy bills this winter. So first, if you could give us kind of a little overview of what the Good Neighbor Energy Fund is.
Sure. So it's a program that's been around for actually 37 years. We're on our 37th year. And it's a collaboration of the Massachusetts energy utility companies along with their customers, because it's an effort between the customer and the utility companies that come up with actual donations to help with the fund. It is administered by the Salvation Army. That is who we have, who administers the entire program.
Right.
And they actually will take the donations, they manage the donations that come in, they manage the actual application process from the intake to the actual approvals of the applications, as well as then the administration of releasing the funds for people that have been approved. And it's there for a temporary crisis, mm-hmm. for people who are experiencing maybe because of the pandemic, they may have lost their jobs, a cut of hours. It's there to help them during that time of need. And this particular time, the grant is actually $500. So it's a one-time grant.
Okay.
That goes directly to your energy company.
Okay.
It gets mailed to the energy company directly.
Okay. Is that an increase, do you know, from years
past? It is.
It is
an increase. Last year's grant was, I think it was either $300 or $350, but it was in that range.
Oh, all right.
So it's a big increase this year.
Yeah.
We had some extra funds available. We do want to be able to help at least 1,200 to 1,250 households this heating season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the fund is there, is to really help out our customers in their time of need.
Okay. And is it statewide, do you know?
It is statewide,
okay.
In Massachusetts. And again, all utility companies participate.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter who's your utility company, it's there. It's also there for people that do not qualify for state and federal funding.
Oh, all right.
So for state and federal funding, you have to be a certain income guideline, right? And this, you might be just slightly
yep.
over that income guideline and you feel like you have nowhere else to turn. The Good Neighbor Energy Fund is really helpful for those families.
Okay, and as you said, it might be folks who are finding themselves in that situation for the first time.
Absolutely,
you know,
and I mean, and the income
before.
Guideline is really generous.
Yeah.
You have to fall between 60 and 80% of the state median income,
okay.
And for a family of four, your income, your gross yearly income, can be between $78,752 all the way up to $105,001.
Okay.
So that's a really huge range.
It is indeed, and that would include a lot of people. Is that just for the previous year, for 2021, or how does that work?
So it would be, so whatever, when you apply,
yeah.
you do have to show proof of income.
Okay.
So it's either your most recent pay stub, so then they'll
okay.
add that up to see where you fall within the income guideline,
yep.
or your last W-2.
Okay.
Or tax return.
Okay.
So we're in the new tax season, so people are starting to get their W-2, so it'll be probably based on 2021.
Okay. And do you know the guidelines different as well from years past? Have those changed?
Nope, the guidelines haven't changed.
Okay.
The income guidelines usually, they'll fluctuate, right? Because the state and medium income always does fluctuate, changes every year. But other than that, the other guidelines are the same.
Okay, all right. And how do folks apply?
They should find their local Salvation Army chapter, or they can go to www.magoodneighbor.org to find where their local chapter is.
Okay.
The application process is very simple. It's a one-page application where they just have to provide their name, their address, and then, as I said, provide proof of income,
mm-hmm.
which would be your latest pay stub, W-2 form, or tax return. And then they have to provide a proof of ID.
Okay.
And there was one more thing, proof of ID.
Do you have to show your energy bills?
Yes, thank you. That was it. That's important.
Okay.
And your most recent energy bill.
Okay.
Because, again, the grant gets mailed directly to the energy company.
Yeah, which I think is it provides a comfort both for the recipient, but also people who are donating to the fund. That way they know
yes.
that the money is being used for what it's intended
Correct.
For. You know,
yep. yes.
There's no question. And the folks that are getting the benefit know that their bill is going to get paid.
Right. They don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, they don't have to. It goes directly to the company, so they don't have to worry about, the check's going to come to me, then I have to mail
right.
it to the company. It'll go directly to the energy company.
Yeah. Now, should the recipient kind of notify, like, say, National Grid, that, you know, hey, I'm getting some help from the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, you know, be on
they
the lookout
can.
For this?
Okay. They can. If you have some issues with your utility
yeah.
bills, you can call the company and say, I've put in an application, it's in process, and sometimes we'll put a suspension on an account
yeah.
to give you enough time to complete the application process.
Okay. And it's a good idea to follow up just to make sure. Yeah.
You can, yes,
yeah.
absolutely. The application process is fairly simple,
okay.
like I said, and it usually, once you fill out your application, more than likely a good portion of the time, by the time you leave, you will know if you're approved or not.
Oh, all right.
And then it takes between 7 to 10 days to get the actual funds to the energy company.
Pretty quick, okay.
It is. The turnaround is fairly quick.
Yeah. And do they expire, Damaris? Do the funds expire, or, you know, how long are they
They don't expire.
Yeah.
They're there, so it's not only during the winter season.
This is what
you
I'm
know,
thinking.
The
yeah.
funds are available till they run out.
Okay.
So if we happen to run, because I'm hoping, right, that we get a lot of people that we're able to, that maybe we even over go the goal that we have, which is 1,250 households.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we
had more
people
yeah.
to assist. So as long as there's funding, the program is open.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, you know, your monthly bill might not be $500.
Right.
It might be $250.
Right. But you still get a $500 grant. So
okay.
if you, let's say you only owe $250, then you'll have a credit for
okay.
your following bill.
All right. So and Salvation Army holds that in escrow?
No,
no.
They will send the full $500.
Oh, all right.
And then that goes into your utility, your energy company will have that already there. And if you don't owe the full $500,
mm-hmm.
then it'll stay
They'll
as
hold
a credit.
It until the next
Correct.
Billing cycle
mm-hmm.
and then apply it at
mm-hmm.
that time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty straightforward.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
How is the health of the fund itself?
The health of the fund is very good,
it
which is.
Is
why they were able to increase the grant for this year to $500.
Yes. Okay.
And the way that you can donate as a customer, well, mm-hmm. as just everybody can be a good neighbor, right? And the way that you can do that is by sending in a donation.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. There is no minimum requirement
okay.
for the donation. It could be a dollar if that's what you can afford. It is tax deductible.
Okay.
And you can do that by either each utility usually does a campaign every year, and you'll get a green envelope in your with your utility bill.
Yes.
You can use that to send in a donation, or you can go to the website, the
okay.
www.magoodneighbor.org website, and provide a donation on the site. And then some utility companies actually have a dollar up. So if your bill was like $30.50, you can have them round it up,
oh.
and that roundup would go to the fund.
Oh, okay. All right. And can you donate directly to the Salvation Army, too, and specify?
In care of.
Good
yep,
Neighbor
in care
Energy
of
fund?
The Good Neighbor Energy
okay,
Fund.
Okay. So
yes.
we have a chapter right here in Quincy,
yep.
Salvation Army.
Yep. Well, the fund should, if you're going to mail it in like that, it needs to go to the actual big chapter.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
they are located at, I do have that somewhere here in this.
There's an actual physical
Yes,
address.
There is an actual physical address. Here it is.
Okay.
It is, if you're going to mail it in, it's to the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. The check should be made out to. And it goes to care of the Salvation Army to 25 Sharma Road, Sharma, Shawmut
mm-hmm.
Road in Canton,
oh.
02021.
Okay. All right, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
How is the actual fund structured, Damaris, in terms of you know, the governmental structure? Who oversees it? Is there a board? Is there
so there is a board,
trustees?
Which
okay.
I'm on the board. There's a board, so each utility company has a representative on the board.
Okay.
And we have monthly meetings,
mm.
and we go over the financials, you know, what's going in, what's coming out, what's coming in, what's going out,
right.
and
yeah.
How many applications we have and things like that. So
what are those numbers right now? How much is in the fund? How many applications have you had so far?
I don't have those numbers
okay.
available.
All right.
Yep.
Is there a deadline to apply?
There is no deadline. Okay. Like I said, the fund is open up until the funds run out.
Okay.
So it could be way into the summer. Maybe we still have funding, and you might have still a utility crisis.
Right.
And you can still apply during the summer.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the campaign to raise money that starts every year. So usually in November is when we start the campaign to start raising money, and envelopes go out, I think, in January.
Okay.
So this month.
Okay. But I'm assuming, I mean, a lot of folks now are doing online bill paying,
yes,
you know,
right,
so they
exactly.
probably won't get that envelope.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do want to donate, they can go to the
correct,
that website.
To the website.
Okay.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. Mm-hmm. What if you're denied? Is there an appeal process? Say if your financial situation changes from the time you applied to the time you're denied.
So if you were denied because of income eligibility, you know, you didn't meet the income guidelines, and then something changed, absolutely you can come back in and reapply.
Okay.
With your new financials.
Okay. And mm-hmm. is it for all heating types?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Oil, gas,
yes.
electric,
mm-hmm.
wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So it's for all heating types.
Okay. And again, it goes right to your
provider. To the provider. Yes.
Seems pretty straightforward.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
37 years now. So
I know. So we're doing something right.
Yeah. Can you apply every year? You know, can you get a
you
benefit
can.
Every year? Okay.
You can apply. You can't apply for the same heating season.
Gotcha.
But you can apply every year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're with National Grid.
I am.
The provider for both electricity and gas here in the city of Quincy.
Yes.
What's going on with National Grid in Quincy?
So we actually have several programs that can help customers if they're experiencing some difficulties right now. The main one that I'd like to promote is our discount rate.
Okay.
So we do offer a discount rate. So for your gas, it's 25% off your gas bill. And for your electric, it's 32% off your electric bill.
Really?
And so that's a huge
it's
savings.
Significant, yeah.
Exactly. Especially with
the
increase
so
of
high
costs.
Right now, yeah.
Exactly. And it's off the entire bill, so it's not just off a section.
Okay.
It's off the entire bill.
Okay.
And in order to be eligible for the discount, you do have to be receiving a means tested program. So what does that mean? It means if you receive SNAP, fuel assistance, if you receive fuel assistance, you're automatically getting the discount rate because we do a file exchange automatically with
right.
fuel assistance. WIC, if you receive WIC, MassHealth,
mm-hmm.
Those are the main ones.
Okay.
But there are also smaller programs that are also eligible, but those are really the main ones. Social Security, Supplemental Security Income,
yep.
SSI, also known as SSI,
yep.
not Social Security, disability.
Okay.
People always confuse them. Disability is not a qualifier.
It's not, okay.
But supplemental security income is.
Okay.
The application process is very easy. It's one page, and you just have to provide your account number, your name, what program are you receiving, and then a copy of your benefit card.
Okay.
To get the discount.
Okay.
And that's it.
And that's the ngrid.com/billhelp
website?
Yes, they
website. Can go onto okay. that website and complete the application process. I do want to promote
Please.
Our forgiveness program,
okay.
which is our arrears management program. That is the best program that we can offer people that are low income. You do have to be on the discount rate in order to be eligible for this program. And what it is if you owe over $300, and your bill is over 60 days overdue, you're on the discount rate, you're eligible for this program.
Okay.
And what we do is you're pretty much put on a budget. So we look at the last 12 months of your bill and put you on a budget. And that will be your monthly payment to pay your utility usage going forward so that you don't continue to get behind.
Mm-hmm.
And for every month that you make that on-time payment, a portion of your bill is forgiven.
Hmm.
We will forgive up to $12,000.
Really?
Yes. So that's huge.
Yes, it is.
That is, and we went up to, we used to forgive $4,000. And then when the pandemic hit, we really knew people were going to be in a lot of need.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that forgiveness amount increased to $12,000.
Okay.
So let's say you owed $12,000
yeah.
and your average bill is $100. For every month that you pay $100, you will get a $1,000 credit to go towards that $12,000 balance.
Really?
Yes.
And at the end of that year,
and that in the end of that year, that $12,000 balance has been forgiven in total.
Okay.
And hopefully that budget has kept up with your actual usage and and you'd be good.
Right. Wow. So it's not a new program.
It's No, it's not a new program. Okay. It's been around, and most utility companies offer some type of a variety of a forgiveness program.
Yeah.
National Grid has had a forgiveness program for several years.
Okay.
We just changed some of the rules because of the pandemic. We've made it easier for customers to reapply, as well as the forgiveness amount has been increased.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it seems like the best rule of thumb is don't ignore it.
No.
If you're having trouble paying.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You know, there are programs available for you. You just have to really get out there and seek them.
Right.
Give us a call. Go to the ngrid.com/billhelp.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have different varieties. It'll provide you with what we are offering. And you can speak to any of our customer service agents.
Okay.
And they'll be able to help you as well.
Is it true that you cannot shut off somebody's utility in the wintertime?
So if you're in a protected status account,
yeah.
Which, what does that mean? Protected status is accounts that are on the discount rate are
yep.
considered protected status. If you have a medical protection,
oh.
That's considered a protected status. Infant protection,
okay.
elderly, those will not be shut off during what we call the winter moratorium.
Yeah.
So winter moratorium starts usually around November 15th
mm-hmm.
up through April,
okay.
unless the Department of Public Utilities extends it.
Okay.
And they did last year. We went a whole year without disconnecting services because of the pandemic.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So yes,
okay.
right now there is a protection for protected status
okay.
customers.
Okay, okay. But I mean, eventually you do have to address it if you're having
an
issue, because
yes.
it won't go away.
And yeah. we always encourage everyone, regardless of whether you have a protected account or not, these programs like the forgiveness program,
mm.
a regular payment plan, maybe you're up to date, but maybe a budget, going on a budget will help you kind of
okay.
Keep you on track, because then you know how much your monthly bill is
yeah.
going to be. So that's also always a good program to for customers to apply for.
Okay. And is there an income eligibility for that?
For a budget? No.
There
anyone
isn't.
Can go
okay.
on a budget. And that's, again, they take your last 12 months
mm-hmm.
of your usage, they divide that, whatever your average is, and
yep.
that will be how much you will pay for the next. It gets reviewed every 6 months.
Okay.
So in the 6 month, they'll look to see, hey, is this on track? Are you paying enough?
Yeah.
Are you know, do we need to raise it, lower it? Maybe it can stay the same.
Yeah.
And then at the 12th month, if there's still a balance, you'll receive a true up bill.
Okay. And just take care
mm-hmm.
of it for the year. Okay.
Correct.
So there's many different options available.
There are.
Yeah.
There is. Obviously, there's the fuel assistance program that's always, people should always take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
That helps with your energy, your heating source
right.
as well. So, and this past year, for customers that actually did receive fuel assistance, they had a lot of leftover funds and they got grants from the federal government for COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they got extra money, grants,
yep.
that got paid towards their electric bills, not just their heating source.
Okay.
So the funding is out there.
Yeah.
You just really have to get out there and apply for them.
So, yeah, well, for fuel assistance here in Quincy, it's
mm-hmm.
administered by
Quincy Community Action. Absolutely,
yep.
right. Yep.
So that's a good agency
mm-hmm.
to go to as well if you're
yes.
having difficulty to
yes.
see if you qualify for those programs.
Mm-hmm. As well as like a home energy assessment, right?
Yep.
If you qualify, you can get an energy audit done
mm-hmm.
and get, if you need to have your refrigerator replaced, air conditioning, they'll replace air conditioning, washing machine,
yes,
boiler,
right.
furnace. So it's a big program, and it really
yeah.
does help.
Yeah, as does the Good Neighbor Energy Fund.
Yes,
right?
As does the Good Neighbor Energy
yes.
Fund.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent. MAGoodNeighbor.org, again, is the main website.
Yes, it is.
And just check and see if you're eligible and apply, right? There's
Absolutely.
No cost to apply?
Nope, no cost to apply.
Okay.
Just you can go to the website, and it'll have the income guidelines for your household.
Okay.
And if you fall within that guideline, absolutely find your local chapter and
okay.
get in and apply.
And from the looks of the forecast, Mayor, so
we're
going to need our heat for a little while longer, at least.
Yes, we are. We really are.
Thank you so much. Anything else we should let folks know about?
No, I think we've
okay.
covered it all. Like I said, there's different programs, not only with the Mass Good Neighbor Energy Fund, but along with National Grid. Take advantage of them, because the money is there. You just have to get out
reach
there
out and, apply
and reach
it.
Out and apply for it.
Thanks for coming over. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for the time
to
inform our customers and our and your community.